Appendix D, General Intelligence Provisions, Authorities, and Oversight Principles. Overview. Intelligence personnel conducting intelligence operations must comply with laws, regulations, and policies. The implications of and considerations associated with these provisions and authorities include the oversight, management, and resourcing of intelligence operations and the authority for or prohibitions on certain specific intelligence activities. This appendix provides a description of laws, regulations, and policies that govern intelligence operations and a general overview of intelligence oversight. United States Code Titles. G2/S2s, Intelligence Planners, and MI Unit Commanders must comply with the intelligence provisions and authorities in the following titles of the United States Code. Title 10 United States Code, Armed Forces of the United States addresses the authority of the Secretary of Defense over all DoD intelligence organizations and activities, the position of Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence and Security, the role of national intelligence through tactical intelligence and the integration of DoD ISR capabilities, meeting the needs of combatant commanders through tactical commanders, funds for foreign cryptologic support, the appropriation, use, and auditing of DoD intelligence funds, congressional oversight. Title 18 United States Code, Crimes and Criminal Procedure, addresses posse comitatus prohibition. Title 32 United States Code, National Guard, addresses Homeland Defense Activities, DISCA. Title 50 United States Code, War and National Defense, addresses the role of the Secretary of Defense in conducting intelligence activities, the purpose of all-source intelligence and the role of integrated and synchronized DoD intelligence collection, analysis, and dissemination as part of the larger United States IC, the role of national intelligence through tactical intelligence, the needs of combatant commanders through tactical commanders, specialized intelligence functions of the National Security Agency, the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, National Reconnaissance Office, and DIA, CI activities, intelligence budget, and oversight. Title 10 United States Code and Title 50 United States Code are inextricably linked and mutually supportive statutory provisions for DoD intelligence activities at every level of warfare, strategic, theater strategic, operational, and tactical, during peacetime or war. Intelligence oversight. Intelligence oversight derives from Executive Order EO 12333 as amended, with DoD implementing guidance in DODM 5240.01 and the Army implementing guidance in AR 381-10. EO 12333 United States Intelligence Activities, as amended, is the principal legal authority for intelligence activities, provides intelligence goals and directions, defines the structure and mission of the United States IC, delineates jurisdictional boundaries among intelligence agencies and establishes duties and responsibilities for each department and agency within the United States IC, declares rules to guide and limit the conduct of intelligence activities, defines agency responsibilities, including the DoD's role for national intelligence efforts, declares rules of conduct for intelligence activities involving United States persons, contains general provisions pertaining to oversight, implementation, and definitions. DODM 5240.01, Procedures Governing the Conduct of DoD Intelligence Activities, establishes procedures to enable DoD to conduct authorized intelligence activities in a manner that protects the constitutional and legal rights and the privacy and civil liberties of United States persons, authorizes defense intelligence components to collect, retain, and disseminate information concerning United States persons in compliance with applicable laws, EOs, policies, and regulations. AR 381-10, the conduct and oversight of United States Army intelligence activities, establishes policies and procedures for the conduct of authorized intelligence functions to protect the rights and privacy of United States persons, applies to any Army component performing authorized Army intelligence and intelligence-related activities, does not, in and of itself, authorize intelligence activities. It simply sets forth the policies and procedures for conducting such activities, provided the personnel conducting collection have the appropriate mission and authority. Intelligence activities authorized by EO 12333 as amended are further extended to combatant commanders through op-ords and O-plans, Additionally, certain intelligence activities may be directed by other legislative authority and are not exclusive to Title 10 or Title 50 statutes. Each organization or unit must have a specific assigned mission to conduct a particular type of intelligence activity. These specific authorities are often found in a wide range of documents, such as DoD directives, intelligence agency-specific authorities, Army regulations, op boards, and O plans. If the intelligence staff has any questions on authorities or funding sources due to the dynamic nature, complexity, and large volume of intelligence laws and policies, the staff should coordinate closely with the unit staff judge advocate for clarification. Insight, United States Person Information. Intelligence personnel will conduct intelligence collection activities in accordance with the requirements of EO 12333 as amended, DODM 5240.01, and AR 381-10 in a manner that ensures legality and propriety and preserves and respects the privacy and civil liberties of United States persons. Army intelligence personnel conducting intelligence collection activities will complete intelligence oversight training as required in DoD 5240.1-R and AR 381-10 before conducting intelligence collection activities. Soldiers with an authorized intelligence mission or function can collect, retain, and disseminate intelligence on United States persons in compliance with specific criteria and restrictions. An Army component may collect information that identifies United States persons only if it is necessary to the conduct of a function assigned to the collecting component. It falls within one of 13 categories in DODM 5240.01 Procedure 2. Collection techniques are limited to those necessary to perform assigned functions using the least intrusive means. If, during authorized collection activities, United States person information is incidentally collected, it was not the target of the collection, all such information may be temporarily retained, evaluated for permanent retention, and disseminated only in accordance with DODM 5240.01 Procedures 3 and 4 and AR 381-10. Intelligence Authority Sources. Table D1 in the print version of FM 2.0 provides a list of the most important intelligence authority sources.